I know this isn't important. I just have to say, this is just a little bit of an observation as a host. But we've had a live show. I've been talking about a lot of things. And meanwhile, in the real world, all of this stuff is going on regarding Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. So we have a television on in the studio. It's on in the corner. And since 10:50, they've been showing a car door. Just a car door and a bunch of ferns. And that's it. That's all they've been showing. And it's breaking news, and it's just been a car door. Now, the car moved, and they're just showing a gate. And that's it. That's all. We don't know anything more. We have no idea. We know that he may or may not be meeting with the White House Chief of Staff right now. But if you want just, there's the car. There you go.
There it is. Oh, they're zooming.
They're zooming in. See, now there's the car door again. Ooh. There you go. Right. And I've been transfixed watching this. And I know we have about to talk about Garlic and Grant and Twain, but for God's sakes, there's a car door to watch. Let me welcome our...
It's very Beckettian.
Yeah.
So it's a great segue.
I know.
And our work.
Man, so the Troy Foundry Theater is a... I swear to you, if the car door opens, we'll let you know. The Troy Foundry Theater, a professional theater company in Troy, New York, will present Catastrophe. Is it Carnival or Carnivale?
Carnival.
Excellent. An evening of Beckett Shorts in the historic Gasholder Building in Troy, New York, through September 30th. The company is celebrating the unique character of the city of Troy through the celebrated work of award-winning playwright Samuel Beckett and the quintessential Troy Carnival being performed at the historic Gasholder Building. To tell us more, we welcome the following: David Girard, Troy Foundry Theater Artistic Director; Emily Curo, Troy Foundry Theater Producing Executive Director; John Romeo, who's playing the main title of Crap.
There you go. Typecasting. Typecasting.
With a K in Beckett's Crap's last tape. And Rhea Malcolm, who is an actor in play.
Hello.
Welcome all. Thank you very much for being
with
us. All right. Well, it's very nice to have you. I thank you very much for being with us. So let us begin with you, David. Second season. And first season went very, very well. You raves, I would say.
Yeah, we far exceeded our expectations, absolutely.
So just remind us, and for people who don't know, the mission of the theater, what you're looking to do with this company.
A lot of it is to create new work. We have sort of three spokes. One is inquire. So if we are using something like an extant text like Beckett, is to sort of take a new look at it through fresh eyes and possibly reinterpret it. We have this other spoke, which we think of as inspire, which is bringing new artists in. That's through our Dark Day Monday series, where we read lots of new plays. We read 11 new plays last year. And then invite, which is bringing artists in to devise work. Our second show this upcoming season is the Prohibition Project. We don't even know what that is yet. We're going to be inviting a company called Diecast out of Philadelphia to co-produce it with us. So it is about bringing new, edgy, provocative, compelling, challenging work
and things that really represent what's going on in the world today.
Absolutely.
Things that you see on the street happening in front of you in the town of Troy that might make you stop and say, what the heck is going on?
Like car doors at the White House.
Right. Exactly. So tell us about this Carnival Catastrophe, of what that is.
Well, we're sort of taking short pieces by Beckett and placing them in this Gasholder Building, which has it's this big round brick structure. Originally held a gas tank that was taken out in 1922, changed hands, and is now owned by the Sage Brothers Painting Company, but they do allow arts companies to go in and do some work. Ellen Sinapoli has done some work there. I sort of got the idea. I was building my Jeep several years ago, actually, right across the alley, and I saw this building, and I was like, what is that?
Yeah. And my mechanic, I think he actually called me and said, there's this building.
There's this building. And I always wanted to produce there.
You know,
and
you can just buy a Jeep, right?
Yeah,
you don't
I know.
Have to build your own.
I know.
Okay.
I knew I wanted to stage Beckett in there. It just felt like it was really appropriate. So we have these five tents.
The pieces
five shows
are
live in.
Catastrophe, Play, Come and Go, Act Without Words 1 and 2.
Yes.
And Crap's Last Tape.
Crap's Last Tape is sort of the main event. It's the main attraction. It's sort of under the big top tent in the center of the room. And Beckett's work, in some ways I connect to it in it's difficult to live, like living is a catastrophe in a way, and that's where the title came from. One of the play's titles is Catastrophe, but that Beckett's work is this sort of mimesis of regret and remorse and our failures as humans, the human condition of reconciling that, of and getting any kind of repentance, getting any kind of redemption. That's a lot of R's.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And memory.
A lot of alliteration from anxious actors.
And memory is sort of the agent of our negative retrospections on life, and that's where sort of Beckett's work lives. So this idea of a carnival, the etymology of that word is a farewell to flesh. So this carnival. Even though there's popcorn and cotton candy, there is. it is more of an end of life carnival.
Sure.
And this prompts us to sort of construe Crap's last tape and much of his short work in mimetic terms. I mean, Crap is the Beckettian version of Everyman.
K-R-A-P-P. Yes, what is it like to play this character, John?
Well, it's for me, being the old guy in the company, because every company needs a grumpy old guy. As you well know with Alan, you know, we all have one. And we're important. You know, I'm the character guy. And for me, playing Crap is it's a bit of being able to look back on my own life and look at my regrets, my memories, things I feel good and bad about, and to be able to sit in front of people and listen to the words I've said in the past and how they ring true to me. And you know, I have a lot of regret, so I'm able to sort of play with that. The interesting part about it is that 2/3 of my performance is on tape, and a lot of it is just me listening to it. And there's several monologues within the piece that I do get to talk. And so for me, there's a bit of a catharsis, and I hope other people get a chance to sort of look at themselves and maybe look at their lives and see where they are and be able to sort of evaluate.
And John
that.
Plays it with such undeniable, heartbreaking beauty every night. So
thank you.
We encourage you to come out and take a look at that, if anything.
If anything. Well, Rhea Malcolm is here as well, actor in Play. So tell us about Play.
So Play is sort of an interwoven story of three different characters. There's Woman 1, Woman 2, and Man. Those are our names. And I am Woman 2, who, as the story unfolds, or rather is told, you learn that I am an adulteress. And in similar respects to Crap's Last Tape, it is also about reflection and looking back on these characters' lives and how futile efforts are when you are living. And our characters are also dead. So it adds a little more of reflection in life. And we kind of live in this like purgatory sort of world where we're trying to figure out how to continue on and what in life we could have done differently.
And visually, they're all three of them are in trash barrels surrounded by piles of dirt.
Yes,
so
and more
think of that what you will.
I would like to say 58-gallon industrial drums.
Sure.
Actually.
Okay.
David don't
knows
ruin the magic.
There's an artistic choice there.
David
by
knows
because
he carried them.
I really did.
Our company is all hands on, and everybody puts everything into it that they have. So
So in our final 90 seconds, let's talk about. So you have this going on, and then let's tell us about the other stuff that will make up the rest of the season, real quick.
Well, we have our Dark Day Mondays series, which will be beginning in October. We'll be doing 3 weeks in October, which is going to be a supernatural series. We usually theme those. In March, we are doing the Prohibition Project, co-producing that with a really exciting devising company, DieCast. And then in June, we are doing a world premiere of a Richard Dresser play. And in between, we also have a pop-up summer salon that is where we show up in people's backyards or their living rooms or even in their bathroom to do interesting sort of arts-related evenings of readings, musicians. We actually had a rock and roll clown at our last summer salon, and we might be doing these salons on a seasonal basis.
Rock and roll clown.
You can find more info about our season at www.troyfoundrytheater.com.
Troyfoundrytheater.org or .com?
.com.
All right. I may have had something different. I'm sorry if I said it wrong before.
No,
TroyFoundryTheater.com. The Troy Foundry Theater, a professional theater company in Troy, will present Catastrophe Carnival, an evening of Beckett Shorts in the historic Gasholder Building in Troy through September 30th. You can find out more information by going to TroyFoundryTheater.com. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. The car is still there.
It's still a door. Okay.
The door is still
a door.
Still a door. What better way to end?
What better way to end than that? Again, TroyFoundryTheater.com. Thank you all for being with us. It's really nice to have you. You're doing wonderful work, and I'm so glad you could share it with us. David Gerard is the artistic director. Emily Curo is the producing executive director. John Romeo is playing crap. And, of course, Rhea Malcolm, KRPP, I will say again, Rhea Malcolm starring in play. And I thank you all for being here.
Thanks, Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.